It's a great day for the club, definitely is, and you know, it's been a good year, you know, and that's what we were saying to the boys before the game. You know, we've had a good year. Our prime objective was to get out of Division 1 and get into Division 2. You know, we achieved it and we really put our focus in on the Championship. And you know, I know I said this a couple of weeks ago that, you know, the best thing you do to get into the Championship is getting in a confident place and winning games, and that's where we were. And you know, we felt we could have got out of the group, you know, we got out of the group and we knew that was a massive challenge today. We were underdogs, but listen, we don't try to buy into that. We were just trying to bring a performance that was going to make us competitive with St. Michael's. We know that if we went out there and we stood back off them, that they probably would have destroyed us. So it was a case of just getting in and getting close to them. And I think anybody watching it, you'd have to say we were probably the hungrier team, I think.
Yeah, and the occasion didn't play a factor at all with the side either. And when you got that first goal, what was it, 12 minutes in, and a cracker of a goal as well from Martin Geller, made us way up from centre half back to hit the roof of the net.
Yeah, it was funny. I was just saying there to Chris actually, because I was coming out of the changing rooms, I got slagged because Marty Ball, as we call him, his duties today was marking Martin McElhoney, a man marking job. And one of the things he says to him in the changing room before he goes out is, you're not going to be going up the field and scoring 2 or 3 points today. So the boys were slagging me. They went up the field and scored a goal actually. But we got out of the blocks early, and we have been doing that. You know, we like to do that, and it was important for us today to start well. You know, because it was a bit of establishing a belief in ourselves that we could get the one, and starting the game was important to do that, because if we would have fell behind early, you know yourself, that's when any experience kicks in. And like, I think like we had 7 or 8 under-21s there starting today, so it was important for us to get the belief installed in them early. So we did put a focus on trying to get out of the blocks early, and a good start.
So Michael's had the best patch to say of the second quarter, but just finished that first half out, Oisin Gallen with a couple of frees, and then that goal, the second goal, which really proved to be the difference in the end of the game, that came, I suppose, that couldn't have come at a better time for you, Bernard.
Aye, absolutely. Listen, it's good to get a goal any time, but they always say it's good to get a goal either at the start of a half or at the end of a half. And it brought me back to the boys came on the change room there, and you know, it's the first thing I asked them, I said, do you believe we can do this now? And you know, so that's what it done. You know, but goals are big games in these games, and you know, we've been lucky enough that we've been managing to get a few of them. And you know, if you're getting 2 or 3 goals in every game, you're going to be probably, you know, you're going to be thereabouts, you know.
The boys didn't get nervous either in the second half. You always had that 3 or 4 point cushion, and really 5 to 10 minutes into the second half, it looked like there was only going to be 1-1 in this.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought we managed the game very, very well, you know, for such an inexperienced team. But we had experience in the key areas in terms of the boys that was, you know, was making it tight and was closing out space and all the rest. And, you know, having that bit of experience and power in there, you know, was telling from our perspective. So, no, I was delighted the way we managed the game out, to be fair. You know, we had the ability to get up the field and keep the scoreboard moving, which was important. You know, because if they would have kept coming at us, you know yourself, you start to get jittery.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. We've seen the boys coming out of the change room. We heard the music as well. This is a good group. They're a tight group of players, so they are, and they seem to be very, very close. And you can see that on the pitch when required as well, Bernard.
Aye, they are. They're a brilliant bunch of lads. To be fair, you know, nearly too nice to tell them at times. You know, it's all them boys they're good buddies. And we've seen a lot of each other this year, you know. We've seen a lot of each other last year, and the bond's been there. And we'd be trying to, you know, I think simple wee things like that can make a big difference to a team. That if you clicks in it, and we're all the one, and you know, even the boys that didn't play today, you know, that, you know, they're the first men out there encouraging them. And you know, any footballer wants to play, like, but you know, that's all about the team and the team doing well, you know.
Yeah. I know managers don't like singling out players or anything, but again, Marty O'Reilly's contribution today for you is, and Oisin Langan as well was immense. Oisin Gallen, excuse me.
Yeah, nah, Marty was excellent, you know, and we do look to Marty, and you can see what Marty can do, you know. He was up for that today, and you know, he inspires the lads, to be fair. You know, I think probably most county players do that for their clubs, you know, and Marty would be a massive influence for our group. And you know, you can see even this year he's out there more, I suppose, for want of a better word, in terms of pushing the lads on and all the rest. And young Oisin Gallen, sure, I mean, he's just a class act. And the encouraging thing for us is he's going to get better. You know, and he played like a veteran there the day with a couple of them frees, you know.
And the pass for the second goal.
And the pass for the second goal, yeah. I mean, that's you either have that or you don't, don't you? You know, and again, you know, I think we've scored, I think that might be our fourth goal like that, you know, in terms of just shifting it on, you know, and that's what they're, again, that's what it's about. It's about the team getting the ball in the net, and doesn't make a difference who puts it in, you know.
That's a big result for you. A massive result in the championship. You go to the last four for the first time in a very, very long time. Doesn't really matter at this stage who's getting the draw, does it?
Listen, I suppose, you know, it probably doesn't to us, you know. I think you probably had other three teams, wherever they happen to be, you would be probably looking at McCool's and hoping they get McCool's, you know, and that's understandable, and I wouldn't blame anybody for that, you know. And, you know, listen, you know, we're going to be huge underdogs whoever we play, but, you know, what we'll be looking at next week is the same thing we're looking at today, was getting a performance, you know, because we believe if we bring a performance and bring a bit of an edge to us, that we have players that can hurt other teams, you know, and, you know, we'll go out and put our best foot forward, but we know we're going to be up against it, whoever it is, but we'll see what happens.